Hi, I'm Dr. Safaya, the medical doctor who doubles an email marketing expert. In here, I take you behind the scenes of failed and successful email marketing campaigns. You get to see what these amazing individuals have tried that worked and didn't work in email marketing. If you've been curious and like me, you want to know what other people out there are really doing in email marketing, then join me as I go behind the scenes. This is a list launch blueprint, and I've made it very simple for you. You see, everything starts from your audience. You can't have a list of people except you attract them. So you need to start by knowing who is the audience. Who do you even want to attract? You want to build an email list. You want to launch a list of people. I see some of you wanted to have 500, 1,000, 5,000 subscribers, people who open your emails, reply your emails, buy from you. That's what everybody wants. I saw a lot of people saying, oh, you want to have 1,000 subscribers. You want people to respond to your emails and to buy from you. That is what you want. But to be able to get there, you need to first of all launch your list. You need to then build it to be able to reach out to the right audience for marketing. Okay, that's another answer as well. That's good. So to be able to do all of this and achieve your goals, you need to launch your list. And so we start by understanding who the audience is. Who do you want on your list? The second thing we'll look at is how would you attract them? Then the third thing we'll look at is how will you welcome them? Because it's not enough that you invite somebody to your house. When somebody comes to your house, of course, you go ahead and welcome them, offer them some refreshment, give them water and all of that. Then you want to increase the number of people that are coming. So you welcome them. How do you increase the number of people that you're welcoming? And how and what will you sell to them? You see that we did not start with the monetization. We started by understanding the who, the person. So I see people want to build an active community, build an empire of targeted customers, all very good and fine. Now, I need one volunteer who would quickly go through what it is we have here before we dive into it. So if you're ready to be on the hot seat, just raise your hand and I'll ask you to unmute. All you need to do is using yourself as a case study. We're going to be looking at who your audience is, how you attract them and all of this, right? So we'll be using you to answer these particular questions before we dive deeper into that. Do we have any volunteers? Anybody want to try? Anybody? Just raise your hand and I'll call you to unmute your mic. All right, Oluwatobiloba, thank you for volunteering. Okay, great, you're unmuted. All right, so let's start with the first part. So who do you serve today? Like, who are people that make up your audience?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, so my audience as a fashion designer are the females, and how I attract them is by my outfits, what I wear myself. Through that process, some people love my outfits and they reach out to me who made my outfit, and through that process, I tell them I am the one that made them. And how I welcome them, I give them a very warm welcome. I give them discounts on the first time of reaching out to me through. Maybe they want to make an outfit and all like that. And how I plan to increase my number of clients is through trying to upgrade my skill. Yes, I know that with that process, if my clients are very, very satisfied with their outfit, yeah, through that process, they would be able to give me referrals, and through that process, my brand would grow too.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, let's take it up a bit. Remember that she has said that her audience includes females. And I think we should be particular about the kind of females, because I'm sure you don't work with every single female there is, right? So you have females and you attract them through your outfits. Now, when you say you attract them through your outfits, this is people who are seeing you physically. What if they are not seeing you physically? How can you attract them? Have you thought about that? What to be over?
Yeah, actually, with this kind of life and with the way things are now, everybody tends to work with their social media account. Actually, me personally, I have not been active on my social media, but with time, I hope to grow in that aspect.
Okay. So during this session, we're going to be looking and answering these questions so that you will know how you can do this, not just offline like you're currently doing, but online to be able to build your email list. And thank you so much for volunteering.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's start with number one, understanding your audience. Now, what are the things we need to do? We need to know who we want on our list. And let me tell you why this is important. When I first started email marketing, I had done email marketing for my cake business. I had done a feed-based newsletter. And then now I was coming in as a Canva designer. I've done a number of things, you know, over the years. And so at that point, I was doing Canva design. I had an ebook design course I wanted to sell. And so I was trying to sell this ebook design course, and I was inviting people to sign up for an ebook cover class. But the people who were coming, they were not interested in the ebook cover. It was something that they wanted, but it was not priority. What they were more interested in was helping them to even finish writing the ebook that they were writing. And so they will reply my emails and say, if I ask what you need help to be something along the lines of how to write better, how to finish my book faster, and things like that. And it was very frustrating because I wasn't teaching ebook writing. I was not interested in helping anybody write their ebook, but this is what it is that they wanted. So there's something we call audience message mismatch. And this happens when you have people who are not aligned with what it is you're doing. And if you miss it at this step, you have already set yourself up for failure. Imagine that I am talking to all of you and I am telling you about maybe becoming an email marketing expert, but you are interested in building your own email list, not offering email marketing as a service for people. How would you feel about that? At a point, you will just, you know, zone out and allow me to be saying what I'm saying, but you will not be listening. It is why it is very important that you understand your audience. You know who you want on your list. You know who you want to serve and how you want to serve them. Another thing you need to be very particular is, what do you want to be known for? Now, when somebody signs up on your email list, for your email list today, what do you want to be known for? What do you want them to know you for? Do you want them to know you as a person who teaches about multidimensional marketing, or the person who teaches them how to leverage their existing audience to build their business, or the person who teaches them how to? So you need to understand what it is you want to be known for, because that is how you will position yourself in front of your audience. Do we understand everything I have said so far? I know that this sounds very simple, but I can tell you that a lot of people have missed it at this first step. And so they build their email list and it's like, oh, people don't open my emails. Why would they open your emails when they are not interested? People don't reply to my emails. Why would they reply again when you're not saying anything that speaks to where it is that they are at that point in time, right? People are not buying from my emails. They cannot buy what they do not need. They cannot buy what they are not interested in. It is why it is very important that you must understand your audience. And it is beyond saying, I want to market to people who are females, right? Remember that I said something. You want to be very particular. Are these females in corporate? Do they do like a corporate career? And so they are looking for corporate outfits? Or are they people who like to participate in events a lot and are always looking for the latest Ashebi styles, right? You want to be very particular. Now, let's say your audience has different groups of people, and you want to be able to have these different groups of people. You need to understand these different groups, and then you will understand how you can attract each of these groups independently. Remember, we said right message, right person, right time. Let me show you two ways that I used to understand my audience. Number one is, I ask, who do I want on my list? Then I go into why I want this person, and I say, what does this person need right now? So using this example here, this person wants female founders who are working in corporate and trying to build their brand alongside. So for example, would be somebody like myself, a medical doctor who is practicing actively and also trying to build a brand alongside it, right? So that is an example. Now, why do I want this person? And the answer to this is because she can't do it all alone and need help knowing how to start and what to write. What does this person need right now? So you are going to take this same format to understand who you need on your list. You're going to ask, who do I want on my list? Why do I want this person? And what does this person need right now? This third question is what will help you attract them. A second way to help you understand who you want to get on your list is to look at people you have worked with or helped in the past. And so you come and say, okay, what kind of client was it? Okay, online business coach in the skincare space. Describe this person as much as possible, right? Don't just say, oh, a female, right? So go ahead and describe a female who does this, and, you know, describe this person in detail. Then why did this person reach out to you? You want to talk about it. Then what solution did you offer this person? You want to talk about it. What did you help them to achieve, or what did you prevent for them? So for some people, you help them to achieve increased revenue. And for some people, you prevent them from making mistakes, right? And then what was the proven result or impact that what you did for them had on their business? Okay. And so maybe they are able to scale faster. So you want to use these two templates to be able to understand your audience. You want to use these two to understand your audience so that you know who it is you want. And go to the next step. How will you attract them? And this is very crucial, because you can go ahead and create every single thing. If people don't sign up, you will not have a list of subscribers. And it'd be very sad that you put in so much effort and nobody is signing up. I don't know if any of you have experienced it before. You build something, you create it, and now that it's time for you to invite people in, you're inviting them and they are not coming, which is why you need to understand how to attract them. And it was why we needed to know who the people we wanted to attract in the first place were. Now, let me use a very simple example. When you want to catch fish, for example, you're going to take a hook, right? And a net or whatever. And then you're going to go to the river. The type of fish you want to determine the kind of river you go to or the kind of water body you go to. Then the type of fish you want will also determine the method you use to catch them. So for some kind of fishes, you just need a fishing hook. You put like some fish food at the end or a worm or something. Throw the rope into the water and the fish will bite on it. And that's how you would catch them. For some other ones, you need to go to the ocean. You need to go with like a ship that has a very big net and an anchor that will roll the net into the water. And then you need to now move and put some maybe fish food or blood or whatever over that area to attract them, and then use the net to pull them up and into the boat. Different kinds of people, different methods, different techniques. Do you see that? So the first thing you need to do is that you need to create the lead magnet that attracts buyers, not freebie seekers. Now, it's very important, because a lot of us can just create something and you'll just have a lot of people coming in. Oh, I want your freebie. I want your freebie. But there is marketing in email marketing, which means at some point you're going to want to sell them something. So from the beginning, you want to get people that have the mindset of buyers, not people who are just looking for the next free thing. The next free thing that they will take and go away. You also need to understand the types of lead magnets. So let me ask you a question before we go to our action steps. Tell me the kinds of lead magnets you've signed up for in the past. This webinar is a lead magnet that you have signed up for. So give me other kinds of lead magnets you have signed up for in the past. So go ahead. Let me see your answers in the chat. Did you sign up for a challenge? Did you sign up for an ebook? Did you sign up for a checklist? What have you signed up for in the past? I have signed up for private podcast, templates, checklists, even custom GPTs. So ChatGPT bots that people build to be able to do a particular thing. I have signed up for quizzes. I have signed up for webinars, masterclasses. Someone says a virtual assistant training. Yes, yes, yes. So anything, including a community, an idea, can be a lead magnet. That's the first thing you need to know when you're thinking of how to attract them. Anything can be a lead magnet. As far as it's something you offer them and they say yes, they want it, it becomes a lead magnet. So if my offer is, would you like to join a list of people who want to join us for a challenge, this, and they say yes, it has become a lead magnet. If I say I'm building a community of this, and I'm opening up the wait list, would you like to sign up? It has become a lead magnet. Do you see that? With the community, I've not created anything, so to say. But the idea of the community and people are already signing up, it's attracting them. Do you see that? So you need to understand that. Now, when it comes to lead magnets, there are two broad categories. We have evergreen lead magnets, which means come rain, come shine. They are always available. They are always there. And then we have the seasonal one, which are bound by times and seasons. For example, this masterclass, this webinar, this workshop is a seasonal lead magnet, because after today, and after you get the replay, it will not be available for people to sign up for again. except I turned the replay into a lead magnet, then it now becomes evergreen. But the live class was seasonal. It has happened and it has passed. Do you see that? Now, I need you to understand something before we go into our action step. Jeff Felton said something, but if your lead magnet shows off your authority and it ties in with your offering, well, my friend, you've got a true asset. Remember that I said that we don't want freebie seekers. We actually want people who will become buyers down the line, which is why the one rule you should not miss in the attraction step is that your lead magnet to connect to your offer. So whatever you're giving as a lead magnet, don't just create in isolation. Ensure that it is connected to the offer you're building, which is why one of the questions that I had asked you in the previous one said, why did they reach out to you? What solution did you provide and what did you help them prevent or achieve? And I said, why they reached out to you and what you helped them prevent or achieve are the things that can help you with your lead magnet, because those things you create will now lead back to the solution that you had provided in the first place and the impact that it made on their business. So let's look to the next part. These people, you have attracted them. So for example, Tobiloba has put out a discount code or has said that when you sign up to her email list, you're going to get information on new arrivals first, as well as a 10% discount code to be able to shop what you want for your boutique. Now, how will she welcome these people when they come? When they sign up, what will she say to them? How will she ensure that they don't just read that first email, but they continue to read her emails, even reply her emails and buy from the emails that she sends? You will do this by, number one, creating what we call a welcome sequence. A welcome sequence is a series of emails you send to be able to deliver what you promised, know more about what it is that you do, set expectations in terms of how often will you email them, what kind of information can they expect to get, right? And any other thing you want to you share. For example, you want to share about your offers, you want to share about your products. This is where it is you tell them all these things. Do you know why? This person is meeting you for the first time. So if I meet you for the first time on the road and you're talking about your brand, let's say we met in a taxi and you're just talking about how you're doing this thing where if someone signs up for your list, they'll get a discount code and be the first to know about your new arrivals, right? And I'm like, oh, what's that about? You begin to tell me about your brand. You begin to introduce it to me. You begin to tell me about what it is you do. And that's how this welcome email goes. You're having a conversation with this new lead that signed up and does not really know much about you. And in that conversation, you're breaking it over emails so that each email focuses on one thing. So the first email can focus on giving them that thing you promised. The second one can now go into telling them about your brand, what you do, your story, how you started. And like that, do you understand? So the way you will have a conversation with somebody, telling them about what it is you're doing and even telling them to come to your shop or come and, you know, this is my address, come and try it out, is the same way you want to take them through this particular process. Does it make sense? Do you understand what I've said so far? And so you would create your welcome sequence. The number of emails you get or you create, it doesn't matter. So the number of emails, whether they are long or they are short, depends on your lead magnet. So don't just create five emails because everybody's creating five emails, but create it based on what it is you're trying to achieve. All right. Now, we want to see how you can actually get those 1,000, 5,000, 500 subscribers that you want on your list, right? We all want those people to come to our list. So how will you get them? And we are in step four. Now, the first thing you need to do is to create your list growth strategy. And this is actually very easy to do. I'll tell you how. Now, when you're creating your list growth strategy, remember I told you before that the last step talked about the thing you will give them to make them come. Now, this is the platform that or the method you will use to be able to help them even see what it is that you're giving. And so there are three main methods. We have the first one, which is called borrow. There's buy and there's build. So let me take build first. Build is using the people you already have in your circle. For example, if you have a social media platform, if you have your WhatsApp status, if you have a Telegram community, if you have TikTok, Facebook, whatever, using those things that are already in existence to be able to attract the subscribers. So what that means is, For example, the discount that Tobiloba is giving, right? I can create a post on Facebook and say, oh, we're giving out a 15% discount to boutique owners who want to stock up on ready-to-wear clothes for the summer so that their audience, this, and that. You put in the benefit and say to get the code and XYZ, sign up here. Do you understand? So she has put it on Facebook. Then she does the same thing on like her WhatsApp. She does the same thing on her Instagram. And it's not something you do once. You want to grow your list, you won't talk about it once. Talking about it once means that you want people to hear it once and forget. But talking about it continuously, week in, week out, means that you want people who to hear it and know it exists. And you want new people who cross your path to also know that you have such a thing so they can sign up. Do you understand? So that's how you build using your existing audience. But what if you don't have an audience? Now, there are two more methods. You can borrow or you can buy. Borrowing is me coming to Jolene and saying, oh, I would love to host a webinar for your community. And so what I am using to attract you people is the webinar, right? So I say, sign up for the list launch blueprints, everything you need to know to launch your list this year. That kind of thing. That is how I am attracting you. Now, the method I'm using to put this thing that I'm this bait, this hook, right? This lead magnet in front of you is the second B, which is borrow. So I came to Jolene and I was like, oh, let's do a collaboration, right? And so in the collaboration, it's not my audience, it's Jolene's audience. But then you get the link and you sign up and you get to attend this, and then you can then join my email list. You see that? So I didn't use my audience. I leveraged Jolene's audience through a collaboration. That's how Borrow works. Then the last one is buy, which is where I say, okay, let me use a Facebook ad to promote this, or let me pay somebody to influence, this particular thing and share with their large audience for me. I remember there was a time I even like paid somebody who has like a WhatsApp TV, right, to be able to invite the people from her community to my free webinar, right? So I paid her for it. She did the WhatsApp ad and people joined from there. I also paid somebody, put it on her LinkedIn, and people joined from there. Do you understand? Now, for that one that you have chosen, what methods can you use? Is it by leveraging your Facebook or Instagram? Is it by using like your Threads or Twitter? Or how do you want to go about it? Do you want to write blogs on Medium or Naira Land? Do you see that? So begin to write. Which of the B do you want to start with? Build, borrow, or buy? In that B, how can you do it? Right? How do you do it? For example, collaboration can be this one that we did. It can be a podcast. I go as a guest. This one is guest coaching. It can be guest podcasting. It can be a guest post. I speak with somebody and we do a joint carousel. Or she does one on my page, I do one on her page. All those ones are borrowing, but different methods. So, what have you seen people do? How have you seen people grow their own email list? Or how have you seen people advertise their email list and promote it? So, let's move forward. Now, we are coming to how and what will you sell to them? And this is the big one. Now, there's this thing that says that for every dollar you spend, there's these statistics. For every dollar you spend on email marketing, you make back 36x. But this can only happen when you do it properly and when you do it right. Do you understand? Now, how can you make 36x of the amount you put into building your email list? The first thing you need to know is that not everybody will open your emails. Someone said, oh, I want to have a list of these people, 250 replies. And I was laughing. Do you know I was laughing? Because not everybody will open all your emails. There are emails that you send that have very high open rates, but there's an average, there's a baseline. And that's where people will fall. And then you try to get a higher number of people to open. But not everybody will open your emails. Now, out of the people that open your emails, not everybody will click your link to go ahead and decide to buy. So, what it is you want to do when it comes to making money with emails is you want to increase the number of people that are buying, and you want to increase the number of times those people are buying and the amount spent. Do you understand? So, remember that we are building a list of buyers, not freebie seekers, to make monetization easier. The second thing is that we are ensuring that we are attracting the right people. so that when we give them the right message at the right time, they can take action. You see why I started by laying those foundations for you. The third thing is that in the people that buy, we are going to look at how we can ensure that this person doesn't just buy once. And number two, this person may buy once, but how can we make them buy something more than what they would have bought? These are where the strategies for monetization come in. So you will see that, for example, when you want to sell to your email list, instead of selling maybe one product, you'll say, okay, you can get the one-on-one session, or you can get one-on-one session plus 6 weeks of support. So someone can buy one-on-one session and someone can buy this other one that will now make them spend more money, right? And so for one subscriber, you're increasing what we call the average order value. Forget about the terminology. You're increasing how much they spend with you and how much you generate with that email. Do you see that? These are where the monetization strategies come in. So you're not just saying, oh, come and buy, but you're thinking about it strategically to be able to ensure that you're hitting this target and doing more than that. Okay? The other thing you're looking at is, okay, these are the... So for example, for one of my clients, we have a lot of buyers on our list that people that have already bought the products. But with the product that they are buying, there is nothing that they can buy again. Right? She has that main product. So if they have that main product, there is nothing really that they can buy again. That was until she now brought in some more products. So when she had just that one product back then, what we did was, okay, this is a product that is one-off. Let's create an offer that will invite these people that have bought this product to also come and get this particular offer. Do you understand? Then another thing we did was, okay, we have these people that have bought, but we have these other people that have not bought. Let's create a series of emails that will send to these other people that have not bought, giving them a special offer to get them to buy. You see that? So those are the kind of things that we do to be able to ensure that people actually buy from our emails, beyond buying from the emails, that you actually are able to make good money from it. Okay, so that's the marketing, and that's where the marketing comes in. So let me know, have you ever bought anything from an email before? I have bought many things from emails before. I have signed up for many things from emails before. Have you ever bought anything from an email? Let me know. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Just drop in the chat. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Okay. Yes, no, yes, no. I see a lot of no's. Now, let me ask you the next question. Do you think that people can buy from your email? I see one yes. I see another yes. Okay. Okay, good. That's the mindset that I want us. So what do I sell? So I currently sell a number of things. I have a one-on-one strategy session. I'm currently planning the Start and Grow Challenge for people who want to launch their email list and get their first 100 subscribers. I also have an email marketing course called Email Marketing Briefcase, right? Then I have email marketing services where instead of people coming to learn it, I just do it for them. Now, what methods do I prefer? I use all three methods and more. Will I also sell other people's products? Yes, I've been known to sell other people's products in the past. Sometimes I do affiliates for people. So I have an affiliate link and sell their products to my audience. However, any products that I'm selling to my audience that I did not create, right? The products must be aligned with the needs of my audience. It's not like I just wake up and pick any and any products. No. I pick a product that I know that my audience will love and find useful, which is why from the beginning, I must understand my audience. Do you see that? And I think I've done multiple affiliates. For one brand, I've done affiliates at least two or three times across different years. I did another one for one of my coaches and things like that, right? Aside discounts, what other offers can you do to make money? So sometimes instead of giving discounts, we give bonuses or we create a special offer for a period of time. So maybe something that was not there before, we'll give a variation and it's like, okay, this was not there, but you can get this option, but it's purely available for 1 week. That kind of thing, right? And then to increase the amount spent by each person, we can then begin to add in bundles. So for example, I'm like, when you get this, you get XYZ access to the inner circle. maybe 3 months access. Or when you get this, you get an extra 1 month free. So that is me creating an offer without telling them to pay less than the original amount. Then how will I increase the amount spent by each subscriber? Again, by bringing in more options and putting them together, by using technology to add another option. So after they've said they want the first option, I'm like, okay, add another option. So for example, if the person is selling a product that finishes, like when I was working with a skincare brand, right? So we'll have an idea of how long on average that the product will last. And so we'll come back periodically and it's like, if you've run out of this, you can restock now. And then we're like, oh, this is back in stock again. That kind of thing. So because the products were products that will finish, it was easier for us to say, okay, they can come and get another one. But what if you don't have those kind of products? So you need to think outside the box. Now I'm going to be giving you tools for execution and resources. The place where your emails, the emails you collect will be housed is called your email marketing software or your email service provider or your email marketing tool, depending on what you call it, right? If you've ever heard of ESPs, email service provider, I'm talking of your MailChimp, your MailerLite, your Breville, and all the email marketing tools out there. These are the things that help you set up those automated emails, emails that you're sending and scheduling, emails in bulk. Somebody was asking, how do I send bulk emails? You're not sending emails from Gmail when you're using email marketing. You're using a dedicated tool. Then you can get a free business email. Right, you can get a free business email without having to pay for a business email at all. If you don't have, you can just buy a domain and then get that free business email. Right, if you want to know how, you can always send me a message. Now, the next thing you need is to decide on the email marketing tool you should use. And so, I'm linking you to episode 19 of my podcast, Email Marketing Experiments, where I broke down in detail what email marketing tool you should use and 5 keys to consider before you decide on an email marketing tool, right? You can see that it's quite a long session, but you can actually play it on 2x speed. It's audio, so you can listen to it while you're washing, cooking, cleaning, moving on the road in a taxi, that kind of thing. And it will help you decide the email marketing tool you should use. Now, the next thing you need to do is to create your welcome sequence, which I told you about. But now I've given you a whole podcast episode that tells you how to create this welcome sequence step by step. It's only 57 minutes and 38 seconds. So those are two resources for you. Now, the third resource is the list of email marketing tools that I recommend. The two that are there, I have used them and they are simple and easy for you to get started with. Okay. So just go to sapphirelearninghub.com/tools and you'll be able to get those ones that I recommend so that you don't go searching what tool should I use, what tool should I use. You can start with those very, very simple ones. Now, here's what I want you to do. On your notes, set a date. What date do you want to launch your email list? List out all the things you have to do right now and allocate timelines to each of the items on your list. So if you don't want to do it alone or you need extra support, then I have something that can help you. And here's how I can help you, right? Number one is by inviting you to a 6-week start and grow challenge where we do everything we have said in this class, every single thing, but now we are implementing it. This session is 2 hours. In 2 hours, I have given you all the steps. But this challenge is 6 weeks. And in 6 weeks, I will take you through the execution of all the steps. And you have feedback along the way. Number two is a one-on-one strategy session, 75 minutes, where I get to answer all your questions and plan your email marketing strategy with you. With the 6 weeks challenge, we are going to go through every single step. Is divided into 3 phases, the start phase, the growth phase, and the nurture phase. So someone talked about needing a content calendar. In the nurture phase of the 6 weeks challenge, that is where we are going to be creating the content calendar so that you don't just start, but you have something to actually help you go ahead and nurture your list, go ahead and be able to build that community of people who are replying, who are opening your emails, and all of that. So remember that that has three phases. The start phase, which is week one, two, three, we'll go into in-depth research like we've talked about on this call. We'll go into your lead magnet choice and development, also choosing your email setup, right? If you want me to recommend for you, we'll do that here. In week three, we'll not only set up your welcome sequence, but we'll also set up your automation. And each week, we'll be doing a live demo session, one, and another live review session, so two live sessions each week, to ensure that you're actually seeing what you need to do so that you can replicate it. With the growth phase, that's when we go into week four and week five to be able to launch and get your list growth strategy and monetization plan, create the sign-up form that people will use, and your promotion campaign, how you want people to join the list. And finally, for the nurture phase, which is week six, we'll be creating your email strategy and content calendar. So we'll create your emails, ideate them, and review all in 6 weeks, okay? So all of that is happening in 6 weeks. And I'll start with the questions you asked. And then now anybody who has another question should go ahead and drop your question in the chat. Now is the time to drop your question in the chat, okay? Now is the time to drop your questions in the chat. But let me start with these ones you asked when you were filling the form. Mistakes to avoid with email marketing. I've mentioned them as I started. Number one, don't buy an email list. Ensure you're getting permission from people. Number two, ensure that whatever you're creating is attracting the right people. Number three, don't be afraid to sell, okay? Number four, if you need help, ask for help. Now, when I say if you need help, ask for help, is because people have made very interesting mistakes when it comes to email marketing. And some of them are avoidable. We are humans. We are not, you know, beyond errors. But let's reduce the number of mistakes that you make, okay? Now, email marketing strategy and cold emails. I've already told you this. Email marketing and cold emailing are not the same thing. Cold emailing, you're reaching out to people who do not know you. You're getting their emails and all of that. Email marketing, these people are giving you permission first. In short, the major difference is that email marketing, they give you permission first. Cold emailing, they don't give you any permission. You understand? They don't give you any permission. But email marketing, they give you permission first. Okay? Now, let me look at the questions in the chat. How do I go about to reach a larger amount of clients? It's simple. I like to tell people, start organically, then you can amplify it. So if I wanted to reach a larger amount of people, what do I have as my capacity? Do I already have 10,000 followers or I don't have it? If I don't have 10,000 followers, what do I have? I'll start with what I have. Use it to test my setup and fine-tune it. Then I will look for an opportunity to reach a larger amount of people. For example, doing a series of partnerships with people who have a particular audience size, right? So I'll do collaborations. If I don't want to spend money, I'll do collaborations. So something mutually beneficial to the two parties. So you're not spending money, but the value is mutual. And I will use that to be able to reach a larger amount of people. Right? So if I partner with somebody who already has a community of, let's say, 10,000 people, right? So let me tell you some things I've done. I have promoted my lead magnet in a conference, right? Where I was given the opportunity to talk about it on stage. Also talk about it in like a magazine. So you see that this is not just social media. I have also talked about it on my podcast, so using what I have. And then the people I bring in as guests actually share the podcast and invite their own audience, right? Then there was a time we did like a QR code on a shirt kind of thing, and then people can see it and sign up. All these are towards getting a larger amount of people. But the fastest way that I would prefer would be to collaborate with people who already have my audience and invite their audience. Either I pay for the collaboration or I make it mutually beneficial. The second way, if you're really good at ads and you know what you're doing, you can run an ad that will be growing your email list every single day. When it comes to buying, it shortens the time for growth, right? So someone may not have 10,000 followers, but with ads, you can get 10,000 subscribers faster than if you were doing it organically without that leverage. Does that answer your question? So let me see. Do we have any other questions? If you have a question, you can either raise up your hand or ask in the chat, right? So let's see. We're taking questions. So is there anybody that's open to sharing the answers they wrote for this particular section in terms of the questions you currently have in mind and what you're not clear on? All right, Toby Lumba, go ahead.
So good evening, everyone. My questions, the question I currently have in mind is how to reach a larger amount of clients. And the area I'm not clear on is how I would write the mails to them, how I'll reach out to them through the mails. And can I launch my list now? Not yet. I can't, no, I can't launch my list now, for now. Not yet. Because I'm yet to write out everything I need for my list. Actually, the other time you told us to write it down, but it is not yet clear to me for now.
I've answered your first question. Let me take the second one. So this is the back end of my email marketing software, right? Remember that I said you need an email marketing tool to be able to send out emails. And these are some emails that I have sent to groups of people. So this particular one went out to 105 people. This one went out to 1,181 people and so on. So you will see that out of this, we had 672 people who opened this. And then we had about 40.47%. This one had 22.9% of people who opened it. This one had 39.02% of people who opened the emails, about 621 people. And then 14 people who clicked on the link, which was about 1.18% of people. And, you know, so on. This other one is what, 33% and 1.9%. Let's look some more into this, right? So let's go to campaign overview. Now, when you talk about what it is you write to these people, remember that these people came for a particular reason. And so you start by writing based on where it is that they are. Do you understand? So you write to them based on where it is that they are currently. So for example, these people on this list are people who want to learn email marketing. Now this email says, I drove the family for the first time. And he shared my experience. So I said to everyone who cheered me on, I got the license and I got pulled over by the police. Which do you want to hear first? This is a story email sharing an experience that happened to me, right? And what I did is what you can simply do. In writing the email, you want to lead with a story and you want to connect that story to what you do. So after writing the story, so I talked about being stopped by the police and how I was upset. And I said, I've learned lessons that I may never have learned if I hadn't gotten behind the wheel and driven. And I've gained some experience and my hands are learning to be strong. You want to learn email marketing and be a guru, get your hands dirty. Get the courses, practice, get feedback, and keep moving in that circle. Do you see that? And then I tell them about my practical implementation method to help them build experience and tell them that they can sign up for any of our courses. So one of the ways you can, when it comes to writing the emails, you can actually use storytelling, which means that you tell your own story, things that have happened to you that you are comfortable sharing, and then you link it to what it is that you're offering. In the sense that you're telling people about driving and about how practice makes perfect. And you're also letting them know, like what I did here, that for them to actually get to where they want to be, they need to get their hands dirty. So they don't just need to be learning, they actually need to be practicing. Do you see that? And so those are the kind of things you want to do when you're writing your emails. There are so many kinds of angles you can come for your emails. But to make it simple for you, you can start by the problem or the question that they are asking or a story. Then you want to go into more details around what it is you started with. So if you talk about a story, right, you go into more details about the story. If it's a question, you go into the answer of the question. If it's a problem, you go into how you can solve it and why it's important. Then you tell them how your own option or what you have can actually help them solve their problem starting currently today or however it works. Tell me, Loba, does it make sense?
Yes, ma. Thank you so much, ma.
All right. Then the other thing is you said that you can't start now because you've not listed out everything you need. So I think you mean that you have not finished answering one of the action plans that said list out everything you need.
I have, but I still need more insights about it, like about my brand and all like that. I want to make more research.
Okay. So that's good. That's good. And with that being said, we have come to the end of today's session. I want to say thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. You've heard a number of things today. You've learned a lot of things. Here's what you need to do as you go back. Number one is you need to actually go and look at those notes that you made. That's why I had you make the notes because your list launch blueprint is already in your hand. Like Oluwatobiloba says, she has realized she needs to go and do some more research. All those things I've listed for you are the things you need to do to be able to launch your list, right? So go look at them and begin to action them. Look at the dates you set for yourself. Look at the things that you wrote down to do and begin to action them. If you don't understand or you have questions, you can always reach out or join the challenge or book a one-on-one session, and I would go ahead to answer those things for you and help you with what it is that you're doing. And let's also say a big thank you to Julian for this particular session. It has been a pleasure and an honor to be able to help you launch your list. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and have a great rest of your day.